Coming to you from Australia, it's Idiot Box Radio. Please welcome the hardest working type 2 diabetic in podcasting. It's Idiot Box Radio with your host, Tori.
Hey there, guys, I'm Tori. You're not. This is Idiot Box Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in. You can get to the website idiotboxradio.com, email the show at idiotboxradio@gmail.com, subscribe to the fucking podcast on the podcast directory. As long as it's not Spotify, you can get there other ways. You get it? You got it? Good. You can also join the fan club, Idiot Box Radio Fan Club on Facebook. Doesn't necessarily mean that you're a groveling fan, just means that you want to get in touch with the show and talk to people who like the show just like you. There's only 100 and something of you. I appreciate each and every one of you. I'm so sorry for taking up so much of your time, but I'm a man of action, painting pictures, salting fruit, and getting to the fucking point. Today, I just wanted to get to the point, and I hope that this does find you well. Please allow me to make myself a little bit more comfortable. There I go, I've crossed my legs. I'm on a swivel chair. I do move around. I try to explain that. Every time I do a show on the swivel chair, I think to myself, Tori, why don't you just get a chair that doesn't swivel? That way you're not moving around all the time like someone with a fucking condition. And I forget. And then I record another show and then I think I look like I've got a condition. I do condition my hair. Look at the fucking sultry looks it's giving and look at the fucking caterpillars moving. Handsome man of action. Like a superhero, but you're a superhero. I'm your friend, I'm Tori. Now, I wanted to tell you a story because I do tell you embarrassing points in my life. Now, this was a lifetime ago. This is like two marriages ago. Yeah. But I went to a deceased estate. Now, if you don't know what that is, it's when someone's croaked and no one else is there to get their shit. So they sell everything that's in the house. It's sort of sad, but it's a good chance for you to grab in and get a bargain as long as you're not fucking worried about the spirits and ghosts that will inhabit the possessions that you buy from the dead person's house. Generally, they just want to clear out. And at that particular point in time, I convinced my then wife that there was fucking value in buying all the Playboy magazines that guy or lady had before they died. Their trembling fucking dying hands fumbling over the pages as they were deliberately trying to get to the vinegar part of that stroke. So I've been to a few deceased estates. I'm going to be honest about that. It's not that I like fucking scrambling over the dead's possessions. No way. No sir. No ma'am. No ma'am sir. No pronoun proficient. No. But it just so happened that, you know, you see garage son turns out to be a corpse's belongings. You can't help it. It's not your fault and you're buying shit and it's also cheap. And never mind that the family are looking at you crying as you're touching their dead relative's possessions. No, they're not really, because the kids never really liked Grandpa. He was kind of creepy and he had bad breath. Grandma liked fucking tucking her fucking teeth into her pantaloons when she fucking ate, and then she'd try to kiss them. Families are fucked. In any case, went to a deceased estate, found all these Playboy magazines, scooped them all up for the fucking princely sum of 20 Australian dollars, my friends, 20. A fucking rock hard cold cash, $20 passed between my fingers and whoever the fuck it was that was taking the money for that shit, because I don't think that was a family member, because they didn't seem to give a fuck where the money was going as long as they got it. Get it? Playboy magazines in hand. I left and I thought to myself, self, I said, even though you're going to be talking about this at least 16 years later, who the fuck would leave Playboy magazines at a deceased estate? Yes, they got $20 off me at the end of the day. Maybe the $20 was important. But then I thought to myself, who the fuck scrambles? Like when your fucking friends, your family croak and you're left to pick up the pieces, do you go through and try to find the pawn and get rid of it to keep their name intact? Or do you leave fucking Hooters or fucking, you know, Ass Biters Anonymous Weekly out there in the public eye alongside a photo of the dead person so as you can just fucking put two and two together? Pow, 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 pow. I don't know. But then I thought, maybe there's a business in this. Maybe I need to put an ad in the paper and say, hey guys, do you love porn? Well, your dead family member did. Maybe I should go and clean out the house before you sell all their shit. Grandpa had a pee fetish. Grandma liked being tied up. Daddy loved water sports. So many dirty little secrets that we've got with all our proclivities in our clitoris and shitteries. But there's no one there to clean up the pieces. Now they're a grandpa, but they're dead. And here I am buying their Playboy magazines. Because I was convinced I would make money off them. Believe it or not though, I actually did. Down the track, I sold them for a couple of $100. Someone must think there's value in it. Old porn. Maybe that's another show I could do. But in the meantime, I was just wondering who the fuck cleans up for the deceased estates. These things were actually sorted out and in a box. And who the fuck looked at that and went, you know what? Grandpa's dead, but fuck, he had a good collection of porn. Look at that fucking deviant over there with his wife. Maybe he'll buy the shit. Well, he did. But it's just something that I want you to think about, something that I thought I should bring out there. The deceased estate porn collection. What other little dirty secrets have you got hiding around your house, under your bed, under your mattress? What fucking toys have you got unwashed that someone else has got to fucking find encrusted with your fucking bodily fluids? Just putting it out there. Just a thought. I think you got some cleaning up to do. Idiot Box Radio out.